This is Michael Johnson, and welcome to another in our series of podcasts with F5 Networks. This time we have on the line Joe Hicks, who's the product manager for web acceleration at F5 Networks. And today we're going to be talking about symmetric web acceleration and building out a content delivery network. Joe, welcome back to the podcast.
Hi, Michael. How are you?
Pretty good, Joe. Today we're going to talk a little bit about when enterprises want to distribute content that's a little bit closer to their remote users, the ease of getting that data back and forth, and some of the situations, challenges in building a content delivery network and how web acceleration works within that picture. So why don't you start by telling us what exactly web app acceleration is and why it's important?
Web app acceleration is really about improving the user experience. With a lot of the users who are located in remote offices around the world, their applications were not designed for serving content across latency, distance, a lot of factors for the network. So combined with the chatty applications that are very pervasive in web application and web application servers these days, the users are having difficulty using the applications. So web application acceleration is all about speeding up the app and increasing the end user performance, but also increasing their productivity, at the same time reducing bandwidth and reducing server load, which also reduces power consumption and data center rack space. So you can save money in many ways, but also make the users much happier.
So there's this concept in there called symmetric acceleration, I guess, versus asymmetric acceleration. Let's talk about what symmetric web app acceleration is.
So asymmetric acceleration is where you do as much acceleration as possible by deploying a device or techniques in your data center close to your servers. Symmetric deployment is where you place another device out at the remote locations where the users are located. So when you've got a number of users who are in one particular location, let's say you have a remote office in Tokyo or Singapore or in Sydney, those users can have a box that's placed in their location. And then those users can be directed to that device, which then will have the content already from the first user or pre-positioned to be able to download it quicker.
Sort of like having one translator instead of two in that case.
Absolutely. In those cases, the symmetric deployment makes it so that it works together with the data center or asymmetric deployment to be able to deliver content faster and reduce the bandwidth significantly faster than just an asymmetric deployment alone.
So what are the pros and cons on asymmetric acceleration versus symmetric acceleration?
Well, the pros and cons are, for a symmetric deployment, the pro is that the user experience is much faster and much better. The con is that the costs are sometimes a bit higher and that you don't always have control of those users. So in some cases, if you don't have a remote office in, say, Johannesburg, but you've got a number of users there, but they don't qualify for having a box, you can do asymmetric acceleration for those users, while at the same time doing symmetric acceleration for the users where there is a remote office. So there's no disadvantages necessarily, but rather deployment challenges in each case.
So if an enterprise is building out a content delivery network, or a CDN as we'll call it, how does symmetric acceleration fit into that picture? Obviously having, you know, more boxes, more control, but why don't you expand a little bit on that picture?
Sure. So in the case of an enterprise who is building out a eCDN or enterprise content delivery network, both asymmetric and symmetric deployments are necessary. Typically, enterprises start with a single asymmetric deployment for the best return on investment. They do as much as possible as they can from one location, from the data center or multiple data centers, to make it so that users get a faster application when they need either more performance increase or there's a number of applications that they want to deliver to a number of users who are centrally located in remote offices. They can begin placing devices out at these remote locations to be able to speed up the application even more. This also is combined with geolocation technologies that are available with F5's Global Traffic Manager that work together with F5's BIG-IP LTM, Local Traffic Manager, and BIG-IP Web Accelerator to be able to create a true enterprise CDN.
Now, I understand that F5 has a lot of information about this. There's been some white papers written. If folks want to find out a little bit more about some of these issues around web acceleration, asymmetric and symmetric, and also building out a CDN, is there a website where they can go to access some of that information?
Absolutely. We've got a number of white papers on both the security aspects of building out an eCDN, as well as public CDNs and their usage, as well as controlling variable costs of public CDNs. All of this can be downloaded at www.f5.com.
All right. Joe Hicks is the product manager for web acceleration at F5 Networks. And again, if you'd like to find out more information about some of the issues we're talking about today, go to f5.com. There's white papers there to download, as well as a lot of other information. Joe, look forward to talking with you more on this topic in future podcasts. And thanks for being with us on this one.
Thanks so much, Michael.